Can I get a motion? We're going to adopt the agenda that Ricky presented to us.
I move that we adopt the agenda that has been presented.
A second.
Any nays? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I was making sure y'all hear me. I know I talk low sometimes. Okay, next, we're on number 3, approval of the minutes and report. Can I get a motion?
I so move.
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Can I get a second?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't hear a second. Okay, it's been properly second that we adopt the minutes for my last board meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays? Okay. We on number 4, financial report from Ricky. Oh, I'm sorry. Financial report, Amanda. Yeah. I'm so used to Ricky Reed. Financial report from Amanda. I'm sorry.
At this time, we are at 42% of our budget, and we only have 3 line items to report on today. And let's start with the first line item, 5130, are your visual DVD. It was slightly up due to the purchases of DVDs for all the branches. 5270, janitorial supplies. We purchased large quantities of cleaning supplies for all the branches. 5330, sales tax is up due to larger purchases during the first quarter. And all of these were during the first quarter. That's all I have.
Okay. Any questions about a financial report from anyone?
Okay. I just have a question in general. Have we seen that the tariff, higher tariff, has it affected us yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I did get a couple of emails from a couple of publishers stating that, you know, we're going to see increases right now. So
okay.
That's good. We want in the future, but I feel like next year we're going to feel affected. Most of the books, they know, standing orders, we make agreement first of the year. So next year, I'm not going to feel affected.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we're on number 5, our director's report.
Okay, I would like to start a director's report, kind of let you guys know about the items circulated. For the first 5 months of this year, we've circulated 44,310 items. 914 of those items was pretty much down from last year. But like I said, like I said in many other meetings, you know, we still got that DVD issue that the DVDs are not circulating. You know, like they used to, because you know, I don't even watch DVDs no more. So a lot of people just don't visit those things. You know, want to watch everything on your phone. You know. So we're still looking at other options. You know, we reviewed some options, but, you know, staff, if for the cost, you know, and the stuff that they had, a selection that was pretty old. Most people want to watch, kind of have something in competition, I would say, at least like Netflix or something like that. But like, I'm still searching for the options. Hopefully, when I go to ALA, at the end of the month, I can find some kind of vendor to try to fill that void. I know it's something out there for us that can fill that, you know, circulation board that we have there, try to increase those numbers. But what I was most proud of, the team checkout, the team has really been checking out more books, you know, really showing interest in our collection. At this time, we had a total of 2,905 items, which 739, there was an increase of 707 checkouts from the previous year, so that was a pretty big jump of checkouts for our teams that have really been engaging in our collection, especially like the manga books and things like that. You know, that's what they like to read, that's what we get out most of our requests for. But we're expecting our circulation numbers to increase, and summer reading has kicked off. We've seen a lot of people engaging in our summer reading. We do have AR Kids Read partner with us this summer as well. A lot of those parents have been engaged in going to different programs that we have. So we most definitely see those numbers. Like the student circulation is already beginning to surge like 20% for the month of May. So like I said, we're hoping it's, you know, keep trending forward, you know. I'm gonna go into the news. We did have to call the police on May 19th due to a pretty much a homeless couple out in front of the building. You know, they had broke up. And, you know, the lady basically instigated the whole thing, you know, went back and viewed the cameras. She tried to put it on him, then, you know, I had to make her surrender the knife. She was trying to stab him, and I told her he was choking on her, told her she gave him the knife, and, you know, and she gave the knife up, and I took the knife. I told her he was going to get up off of his ass and patience, kind of like big guys behind me, and he got up off of him, and I kind of sweet talked him to hanging around to the police, got to pay for his
My goodness.
Were they patronizing the library and then took the argument outside?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. They started at the back door. He really said something. He left. You know, he was out front. She hollering out the door back and forth, acting like she didn't do that. What I mean, you know, and whatever she said on camera, whatever she said, it kicked him off because he brought her in. They had a problem.
Oh.
So they the first bad app, you know, they don't really drive with my team. Several things right here in the public library, you know, but
I'm actually having my new. We wish we got it, you know, taken care of. Hopefully we don't have anything like that happen. You know, one day we might have to, you know, hire a security guard on these. I can see that in our future. Not just,
yeah,
you know, like that, you got a lot of angry patrons coming in,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, want to cut the staff out because they're messing up something in the lab on the computer, trying to correct them, you know, trying to do their job and show them that you clicked the wrong button. And that's why I didn't print the mouth,
yeah,
you know, but we hear a lot of that, you know, I, you know, tell the staff they're going to stay professional all the time, regardless of how loud they get.
But it may be necessary.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we've been in training. During our last staff meeting last month, we had a mock customer service training, and it was very helpful. Staff was really pretty engaged in it. That was taking the practice on customer service, regardless of what the patrons don't, we're still going to be professional at all times. So we don't want that bad review on Google. That video, because people quick to get them phones out of that guy. They, you know, live it forever, then, you know, get spread out, you know, bands or a lot of stuff. We won't have that, you know, because that's practice being, you know, professional at all times. I had patients cuss me out, you know, I was talking to my normal voice. They know what happened next. I look down the stairs, I ain't got to think, but they already know. Make that call. Let's move on to the next session. We had Rose Nichols, former Whitehall Library Assistant 2. She was terminated May 7th this year after exhausting May leave. You know, Rose was a pretty good employee while she was here, but, you know, with all the stuff that we had coming up, you know, we started getting, you know, excuses and things like that, you know, money, time, stuff like that. You know, we had to move forward. And but so after Ms. Green, contacted us, you know, right after the situation, and she was able to hit the ground running by being a former manager at the White Chapel branch. She actually was gone right at a year, and she got bored, and she just trying to see what's out there, and, you know, we had a position at that time, so that's how it worked out. Like, I hate it, you know, we had to do that to Rose, but, you know, it's all business at the end of the day. 8 summer youth workers were hired for our summer youth program. That's something that I kicked off. You know, we have a lot of, you know, unfortunate children that come to the library. I've seen a lot, you know, kids needing help. And, you know, this is my way of giving back as far as helping the youth out. You know, some of them saving the money to buy school clothes. You know, I've had kids approach me, ask me to buy socks, a haircut,
something like that. We even had one of our young men that was asking, one of our employees now, that he's happy to have this job this summer. You know, he can't wait to get his first check. So that's the type of employees I want to see for this summer. But
is this in partnership with the city?
No, this is totally different. Because the reason I did this is we've had our experience with the city. One year they might send us eight.
Mm-hmm.
Next year they might send us one or two. You know, you don't know what we're going to get.
Right.
They don't communicate. They just call you and tell you how the kids just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, where you from? And they're like, oh, city. Mm-hmm. They get a call from the cab. Like, oh, man, I got a city. So it's one of them deals. Then half of them quit on it.
Yeah.
And this and that and other. So they go out, press the mail. They go out there.
Who's the city? Who?
I think his name is Kevin Thomas.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
He always do that for the summer. Mm-hmm. You know? I know he works for the school, but he does that on the summer. They let him run the program. He's been consistent. Last year he gave us around eight. I think we got six this year. Five right now. And Mike said some more. Cause said he's working on trying to get a kid at all times. He said he wants to help that kid. I told him I didn't mind. As long as they're paying for it.
Right.
He's 10 out there. You know, I'm good. But young men, they will be in here, not just, walking around and things like that. My staff members there, they know me. They gonna work. You know, they gonna cut grass. You know, I don't want to hear them excuses. They gonna learn how to, the proper way to cut the grass. You know, stay in safe, things like that. Don't let them know how to cut grass. So they gonna learn how to cut grass. So the proper way. You know, they might start learning something.
That's right. They might.
One of the big part of the job, keep this building clean. And not on this building, they don't go around to branch cleans, we're doing deep cleans, things like that, baseboards and things that the employees don't see. No, they try not to see them today. So they go help out there, and the young ladies will learn how to facilitate the program like that. We were approved for the blood pressure kiosk at our other branch locations. After all time, like I said, it was the first library in the state to receive that. We also get the 100 blood pressure awareness kits as well. And we talked about a stipend. He hadn't put a dollar amount on it yet, but we did get approved for all that. I'm still waiting to hear from them. Hopefully, it's the same $3,000 that we got down in all time. So that'd be, $12,000 that we get. Been part of that program. And I also received a call from the Lamus Library in May sometime, and they talked about joining our library to join the Bookworm Bargain. And after hearing about the program, I was all for it because it's going to allow us to help promote our library cards on National Library Card Month. In September, patrons will be able to get discounts around the city, not only here by being a part of the program. You can go to Little Rock, and whoever's library that partner with that, whatever store they have in Little Rock, which you have a list, just show your library card, you might get 10% off, 15% off, or something like that. So I think it's going to be great to help promote the library cards in September. The friends of the library was able to purchase us a Espen F-170 sublimation printer. We just unboxed today. They're very anxious to get their hands on it. You know, we're going to be able to make all types of custom shirts now, all different types of colors without. If you ever do any vinyl, you have to layer vinyl to make the multi-colored shirts. You know, it's a step about now is to print that off and print. So I think Grayson's going to love that. And I can't wait to use it myself.
I want
to. He unboxed it just a couple of hours ago, trying to get everything set up. Once we get the drive set up, I believe for the end of the week, we'll be testing those out. We may make some quarter cut t-shirts or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I was got a little gift for you guys, so hang tight. You know, for Lee, I forgot to grab it. You know what I'm talking about? You can go grab it for
Is it green with a president?
Yeah. All right, but I know I mentioned earlier, but we'll repeat it again. We will be traveling through the American Library Association Conference at the end of this month. We leave out on the 26th, return on the 30th.
myself, our manager, Kimberly Green, Dean Allison manager, Anthony Foots, the children's manager, program manager as well, and Michelle Williams, the chapter branch manager, will be traveling with us. Also received bill from Jeremy Abels on April 30th. That was our auditor. I think you guys met him at the end of the last year. That was our first year with us. You know, he was able to pretty much get everything caught up. And, you know, in between times, he had been talking to me, telling me that, you know, reasoning, you know, I think he even explained it during the meeting that he ended up having to, you know, finish the audit because his auditing manager basically quit him. And like he stated in his email that, you know, he tried to, you know, hire somebody else that just wasn't working out, and they decided to scrap that portion of the business and focus on other things, you know, that best suits their firm. But he did recommend he says he thought that was the best fit for us, and, you know, looking at all the different companies he's been, you know, doing this quite a while, he thought they would be a best fit for us as of right now. Plus, he has a relationship with them that he can, he's still being talked with them, having them transition on to get this year's audit kicked off. And they're hoping, you know, to be complete by October of this year. Everything goes right, which I think it should go pretty smooth because since we transferred to QuickBooks Online, we were able to actually scan all the invoices. In the QuickBooks, still like the old way, we used to have QuickBooks desktop. Then we did an audit of the time. You had to scan all the documents back and forth. And it was just a mess back then. So I think, you know, that was a good move on our part by upgrading that line of work and, you know, help streamline that faster. Also, the library received notice of a 25% increase on our insurance premium. Which we all know, if you ever file a claim on a car, they try to, you know, get you back a little bit. And they increased it, which I was kind of anticipating that, you know, we're kind of monitoring that next year before we try to go shopping or anything like that. They go with some crazy number next year. So that'll be something that we keep an eye on when that renewal comes up next year. On May 31st, we have the summer reading kickoff party. We had 147 really plus guests coming to find a day. Anthony said he found other batch of tickets, so we can actually add 50 more guests on to that number, you know, to get the proper number. So I know we had quite a bit of guests, and I was like, no, you know, that number can't be right. And he said he found it, and they was straightening a lot of things up, and he found those other tickets, and they recounted. And so just ask if you go on that, and that would be our total for that. But we had a lot of people come out, and they really enjoyed getting the book, free books that we had from the Save the Children Gift of Kind program. That was something that I applied for once I got the Little Kids lunch back in February. You know, I've been in talks with Kimberly Toots, and she pretty much asked me, would we be willing to accept any books? You know, me not knowing, you know, I didn't know how many books it was going to be. She never talked about a number. And she said it could be books, it could be toys, because they just kind of send a lot of different stuff. But they did send us 9,000, I think I put the total, 9,848 children's books, which I was looking for three pallets after she called me. And then she let me know they could accept mine. And I was like, I'm not going to turn down anything. whatever you got, we're going to deal with it. You know, it came out on Friday evening. Like I said, these ladies right here, plus the other staff members, they had their box cutters ready, and we unstacked all those pallets. A lot of boxes. You know, we got everything sorted. You know, sent out to the branches as well. And, you know, people are starting to ask for books all over the place. But, you know, we got pretty much quite a bit of them. I'd say 70% of them have been distributed out already. But we know for sure by the end of the month, they probably all distributed out to the community. So if you have anybody, any church, anybody you want to, you know, get some books for, hey, just let me know. We got them here. You know, okay. There's no limit on how many you get. So I know a lot of patients were shocked about that. And, you know, we had some coloring books that came with coloring pencils and things like that. You know, it was kind of, if you don't have any, they can get out of there. I was putting them out during the party, and I had people that sort of turned them back, they got a whole box. I'm like, well, I think you can get as many as you want. I'm not going to complain about it.
We have
But they really came in handy. You know, I got to do a little report on that and give back to them. You know, they've really been helpful on getting the library, you know, grant funds, things like that. So I'm very grateful to have Save the Children Foundation helping us out. This year's end of summer reading celebration will be held on July 12th. In the past, we used to do a little celebration at each location. You know, we don't really have a lot of staff to be spreading everybody out, pulling five from this branch to go help this branch out. We ain't got staff for that. So, you know, after, you know, myself, the program was all got together, they decided that, you know, it'd be best. And we just have a big one at the headquarters. Plus that, you know, that's a cost savings to all of them. You know, they're trying to preserve their programming budget, which I definitely understand. You know, but also, you know, have a great event. You know, I don't think the people of Redfield are mine, you know, once they see what we have to offer, you know, we're going to have a Duncan booth, or like I said, I'm going to have Duncan direct on be in the booth at least a couple of hours. No. You know, we got a huge water slide, you know, a couple other slip and slide water games. We're going to have fun. It's going to be pretty fun. You know, a little, tractor, little mini train thing. Thank you, Mr. What's his name, Phil?
Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, he's going to come. And we were able to get a pretty good price of all this stuff. We ended up finding out, I didn't know the Arsenal rented all this stuff out.
Right.
And they got quite a bit of stuff that you can get. I like it quite a bit, mm-hmm. You know, but really, really good rate. So, but we're going to be utilizing them a whole lot in the future. So. But I'm also listed some events that we engaged in. On April 25th, we had the Hall of Fame meet and greet. I know a lot of you probably heard about the Hall of Fame ceremony that was held on the 26th of April. It was a big event, you know, it was on the news and things like that. You know, got a lot of listening in the paper. People are still calling and renting this day, so I'm trying to get them next year's ballot. You know, a lot of them. And some of them was mad, you know, and a few of them said that they wasn't a great. You know, kind of Hall of Fame room. You know, I had one guy ask why his jersey wasn't on the wall, and I'm like, don't look at me crazy.
You're just housing it.
Yeah, we housing it. You know, I come up with the idea, whatnot, but you know, I didn't know about sports here in Jefferson County, like the guys that were selected on the committee, and they put together a really, really nice ceremony. You know. Everything turned out nice, and we got a lot of athletes, you know, the tourists of the world, they said they're going to come back every year to help support it, you know, and congratulate the rest of the athletes as well for being inducted. So it was a pretty good ceremony, you know, something that I was proud of, having to be a part of, you know, from day one, and get the Hall of Fame here in Jefferson County. I think we're making good use of the car room, and I appreciate the board for letting me expense the amount of money that we need for the car room. If you've been in there, it's night and day compared to what it was. A lot of the athletes are very, very proud of the room. They, you know, they were very, very proud to see their name. The kids getting to see them be inducted, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I learned a lot about a lot of the athletes as well. We had a lot of great athletes here at Jefferson County. Even old Blair here. So. I also want to talk about, I got a chance to speak at the Project Search graduation that was held here. I was a guest speaker, you know, trying to encourage, you know, the kids, even though they have disabilities, you know, you still can do it, you still can work, you still can do this, you know, and be successful in life. So we work with Project Search, been working with them over 4 or 5 years now, just trying to help their program out, you know, and we also have a employee that was a graduate of the Project Search. He's been here over 5 years.
Wow.
And, you know, that was kind of like a success story in itself for the recent graduates, you know, not thinking they can get a job, thinking people just going to look at it and say, nah, I won't, they can't work. And, you know, and so happened this summer, you know, not knowing, I ended up hiring a gentleman that has autism. You know, he worked today, his first day, you know, he did pretty good. You know, like I said, his mom, she was, I can tell you once I was talking to her, I was wondering why she would ever let me talk to him. And I was like, you know, and I'm telling him I need to talk to him. I'm like, I don't want you talking. I need him to talk for himself. That's how we train him up, you know, that's how it is in the world, you know. You can't hold his hand without knowing that she finally got back in contact with him, man, she didn't want to talk to me. I don't know what was going on. You know. Hey, we
But the work that they did pretty good, this first day, you know. We try to help out as much as we can, try to encourage them, you know, let them know you can get, you know, can work, you're not. So.
And that's pretty much all I have for you guys. For my report, so I have the stats in the back, you just want to look at those. And also I have the email that I attached, the Jeremy email, letting me know that, you know, you weren't obeying the service anymore.
I've also noticed that the library is on TikTok.
Yeah, I meant to talk about it. I like TikTok.
But that was after our meeting, staff meeting, we talked about creating TikTok, and I went on to create this forum. I said, you know, we hit the ground running. We need to find another avenue to try to reach our page, especially our younger people. Mm-hmm. You know, they love TikTok. You know, don't be scared of the camera. We got a lot of people that were scared of the camera. You know, just running from it to see yourself.
You scared.
You know, being after like this year, you know, fish pretty good.
Oh, she's a camera. Lord, I must have got her own camera, too. You are not scared of the camera.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
But, I told them, you know, different events, things like that, we need to start creating, try to get people engaged. You know, you never know who we're going to reach. You know, everybody's not on Facebook. I preach that all the time. You know, everybody's not on Facebook. Some people still read the newspaper. You know, so we got to think about that. You know, it's not everybody's old and, you know, read the newspaper. No. But if we got some young in the business,
we need to make sure we
did put some in the newspaper. You know, try to hit the social media. So we don't have a lot of faces on Instagram like that no more like we used to, not on Twitter. Everybody's on TikTok now. So pretty much. So yeah, we had to go with the new wave and write it out the best we can and create some awesome TikToks. You know, we're gonna see some stuff here in the future, you know, I did give out one, like a new iPad or something like that to every course. I they might not can't afford that DJ on fair. Some things get expensive. But, you know, we're going to do the best we can and making sure we make it publicize everything, you know, to show people that what's going on, like today, they had a nice event in the kitchen. You know, it's already on Facebook, you know, showing how many people showed. It was probably over 20 kids in that day, 25 kids. For the program, they had in the kitchen.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah. So, but we've been having pretty good numbers every day as far as, you know, some reason just kicked off. And, even last week they started coming. Mm-hmm. So, but we have been seeing increased number of kids, which, you know, that's what we want.
Hey, do anybody have any questions about Ricky's report? Anybody online? We good?
All sounds good to me.
Okay. Next, we're down to number six, new business.
Okay, what we have here is the elevator retainers. This was something that we probably should have took care of last year, but they didn't have their books together. So that's why I included an email. They just sent me the email on that, stating that, you know, we had to pay that amount. The original amount, like, we were billed for that $185, but like I said, that's the amount of the city. I was told we were going to have to pay the tax on it, but they just took it out as a retainage. And we pretty much have to pay that. I'm asking the board, we need to pay that out of the capital improvement fund, which you can see on the balance sheet. That's $233,000 in that account.
There's no way around it. We have to pay it.
We have to pay it. So I just want to make you guys aware where the funds are going to come from out of that account.
It's been a pretty good effort, I can't say. We haven't had any problems like this person. This person was a nightmare.
Okay, can I get a motion that we pay the elevator retainment payment?
I move that we pay the retainer for the elevator of the total amount of $20,329.40.
I second that motion.
Okay, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, the ayes have it. Okay, we're down to number 7. Any announcements?
Yeah, I have an announcement. I want to present the board that you say the makers in our makerspace. Thank right. Each and every one of you guys on this Mr. Brown.
Oh.
It's right there.
And mine's on the wall. Hey.
I don't want to cut it out.
Hi.
I wish you guys on the phone could see these.
Oh, that's real nice.
This is TikTokable.
She ready to pull that camera out of you.
These are the type of things that we can do in our makerspace. So, you know, anybody to, yeah, show someone, you know, they want something like this. They can come out to our makerspace and get something like this made. But what I'm coming to find out in our makerspace, most of our patients, they want to come in and, okay, how much this costs? You know, that's what we're getting right now. So certain items I'm thinking about just having stocked in it because most of our patients are not going to bring that item in. You know, we want to encourage them to bring it, you know, order some off Amazon, but, you know, they want it right there. Like,
right.
I had a gentleman coming today, he wants to go.
Okay.
I want to make it right now. I want that one. I see y'all got something to catch.
Okay. Already.
So if they bring their own material.
Yeah, you can bring any type of wood. You know, just
what's
come in.
What's the quantity?
That's no point.
Okay.
You know. I designed that in probably a couple of minutes and I let Kent print them on up and came out great.
So what's the fee for making nothing? Or you just bring your
Yeah, that was not very cool. But I wish you guys online could see, you know, maybe you know. Some of the board members tell them how nice it looks when they come to the next board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Are there any more announcements? Okay. Did we get a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn today's meeting.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and properly seconded. We are adjourned.